Blog Talk Radio.
Long time. Yeah, hey there, it's time. It is time to awaken to empowerment. This is Carol Ann Parisi. Welcome, freedom-loving souls. Glad you're joining me here today on Awaken to Empowerment. It's time to awaken to consciousness. It's time for inspiration. It's time to awaken to timeless truth. It's time for you to be, do, have whatever your heart desires. It's time to set your soul free. It's time to create your ideal life. It is time for a paradigm shift. It's time to be fearless. It's time for peace, love, empowerment, and freedom. It's time for you to discover your destiny and purpose. Welcome, freedom-loving souls. Let's get down to business. Let's talk about wellness, entrepreneurship, creating your ideal life, relationships, health, fitness, weight loss, all the goodies. But I want you to listen to something first. I'm sure everybody on this call knows who Steve Jobs is. And this was something he said on his while he was in his process of dying. He knew he was checking out. He was sick. And this is just a vignette, and it was profoundly deep and timeless truth. We'll listen to Steve Jobs, and then we'll start talking about our show. So let's get this queued up here. Oh, of course, technology. I just love it. Okay, here we go.
Fact of life that I'm accustomed to.
I've been recalling my whole life. I realized that all the recognition and wealth I took so much pride in have paled and become meaningless in the face of repeating death. In darkness, I look at the green lights from the life-supporting machines. I hear the humming mechanical sounds. I can feel the breath of God of Death drawing closer. Now I know, when we have accumulated sufficient wealth to last our lifetime, we should pursue other matters that are unrelating to wealth. It should be something that's more important. Perhaps relationships. Perhaps art. Perhaps a dream from younger days. Non-stop pursuing of wealth will only turn a person into a twisted being, just like me. God gave us the senses to let us feel the love in everyone's heart, not the illusions brought out by wealth. The wealth that I've won in my life, I cannot bring with me. What I can bring is only the memories precipitated by love. Riches which will follow you, accompany you, giving you strength and light to go on. Love can travel 1,000 miles. Life has no limit. Go where you want to go. Reach the height you want to reach. It's all in your heart and in your hands. What's the most expensive bed in the world? Sick bed. You can employ someone to drive the car for you, make money for you, but you can't have someone bear the sickness for you. Material things lost can be found. Whichever stage in life you're at right now, with time, you will face the day when the curtain comes down. Treasure love for your family, love for your spouse, love for your friends. Treat yourself well. Cherish others.
Yeah. The most expensive bed is a sick bed. Cherish your life. Be appreciative for all the good things that you have. Love one another. Embrace all the goodness and the joy that your friends and family give you. Don't take things too seriously. Love one another. And that was pretty deep, pretty profound. And it's good, because if you could live a life that you're not just serving your money, okay, where you just gotta get some, gotta do anything to get some, don't care who I screw to get some, whatever it takes to get some. I don't care about my family. I don't care about my friends. I don't care about anything else. I just want to get me some money. You're out of balance. You're missing the whole point of true prosperity and true wealth. Wealth is the relationships you have with other people. It's the love you share. It's the love you take. It's the love you give away. It's the kindness that you show to a stranger. That's what the real ideal life in this success system is about. That is what's creating your ideal life. Yes, money is a great tool. It's a great servant. But when people get out of balance and all they do is just drive themselves crazy, where they become hateful and egotistical and nasty just to get money, I don't know. They're missing the bigger point. So with that said, let's have a prosperity consciousness, because we love money. We love our little servants that we can deploy to do bigger and better things for those we love and for ourselves, and to go ahead and be philanthropic. I mean, we've said this a million times on this show, you know, money has a consciousness. And everything is to deploy the law of duality, okay? It's okay to have millions, billions of dollars, but don't be an asshole, okay? That's it. And you know what? You're an asshole, too, if you think rich people are greedy assholes. Yes, there are some, but there are some really good, philanthropic, loving, kind, walk-the-talk rich people, too. So, you know, stop eating the rich, desire to be rich, desire to be more, because you can be, do, have whatever you want. You can. Yes, you can. Remember, we become what we think about most of the time. Thoughts are things. Whatever a mind can conceive and truly in their heart believe a mind can achieve, you can create your ideal life. You truly can create your ideal life. Yes, you can. Yes, you absolutely can. But remember, balance. Balance. You don't want to just be such an asshole that all you care about is money, because money is just a tool. Okay? And you can't be so, well, you know, you've got money, you're rich, you're greedy, you're selfish. That's not true either. So let's get that out of the way. And it goes back to what I've said here a million and one times. The number one thing, you could have billions of dollars, and if that number one in the billion, the number billion, that one with those eight zeros, I believe, is if you're not healthy, then you have nothing. All the zeros, that's all you are, is zero. And I'm talking spiritual health. I'm talking physical health, emotional health, relationship health, fitness health, health on all levels, okay? An ideal life is a holistic life. It is a whole life that engages and deploys and fires vibrantly good vibes on every one of those areas. And that's what Awaken to Empowerment is, because real empowerment is taking all of those little spokes in the wheel of life, your physical health, your mental health, your relationship health, your emotional health, your financial health, all of those things. If you are, you know, just judiciously working on every one of these areas in your life on a consistent basis, your life will be awesome. But you've got to believe that you can have this ideal life. And you have to start off by writing down what this ideal life looks like for you. If you have not written down what this big life, this thing that you have, this, you know, temporal piece here in this parallel universe of Earth, if you've not sat down and wrote down your major definitiveness of purpose, your chief aim, your goals, your wants, what you want to do, how you want to contribute, what kind of business you want, what kind of partner you want, what kind of house you want to live in, what kind of car you want to drive, what kind of body, what kind of spiritual relationship you want, what kind of exercise habits you want. Yeah, all of it. All of it. because it's all important. And that is what Awaken to Empowerment is about. And we are growing, and I thank you. I thank you for joining me here. My heart is to serve you with excellence. And to be very honest with you, my life is pretty good. I've got a lot of those things. Yeah, I mean, I've got stuff going on in my life. Okay, it happens. We all have stuff. I mean, I've got some family things. I'm dealing with an elderly dad. Okay, but that's part of life. And I still have a dad. So I take that and I look and I say, you know what? I'm grateful that I still have a father. I lost a mother at 17. I still have a father. And he's getting older and, you know, sometimes our mind isn't so sharp. But I see some of his habits that he did, some of the good ones, like saving money and being, you know, disciplined. And then some of the bad ones about not really, you know, spending some of that money in his later years to travel and buy a new car. Okay? I mean, balance, man. Balance is so important. And this is really mindful. And this is kind of deep and maybe a little personal. But, you know, we're all going to die. We're not going to be here. It's a guaranteed outcome of this physical plane that we're on right now. And I am a very spiritual person. I am a Bible-believing Christian, and I do believe in a resurrected afterlife. But I do believe we are here now, and we have to be here now, according to Ram Dass, right? We have to be here now. We have to be present, and we have to live. And sometimes, you know, it's okay to, like, you know, have your day planned perfectly, but if something comes along and it's like a what the heck, do it. There's an opportunity, do it. Sometimes it doesn't have to be an opportunity for your goal either. Sometimes it's just an opportunity to chill and have fun. But balance in that too. Can't have fun all the time, right? I mean, you can if you know the big secret and not having to ever work and still be wildly successful. That's loving what you do. That's creating your own entrepreneurial business. I mean, find a passion and make it happen. Tap into it and oh my, oh, that is magic. And I've lived that. And I'm living that now, and it's awesome. And I've done a lot of different things in my life. I mean, besides being a personal trainer and a certified coach, I've modeled, I've traveled around the world, I've done political things, I've had other radio shows, and I'm not trying to brag on myself. This is not about me. I'm just saying sometimes, and hardly any of it I ever planned. The only thing I ever really planned for was to marry an incredible man that loves me and be a mom. That was my big goal ever since I was young, and I achieved that. You know, got the house in the suburbs and, you know, all good, right? I got a convertible. Life is great. but, you know, sometimes, you know, I saw things that I knew I could help facilitate the change, and I plugged in. I plugged in. And right now, all of these life experiences I'm bringing to you, the holistic health piece, I lost a mom at 17 to cancer. And I swore that I would do in my, you know, power, personal responsibility, discipline, cosmic habit force, I would build those neural pathways of good behavior. Now, like we said before, you know, Pareto principle, yes, the younger I was, it was probably more 50-50, maybe 40-60 when I was real young. But, you know, the older I get, the more I realize, you know, your health is so important. That's why I started taking herbs at a very young age. I breastfed my kid till he was almost 2 because I knew that breast milk was the healthiest and best, and I had to put good stuff in my body because I was feeding another person. And we've talked about the vibration of our food. So health is your number one thing. And if you could really tap in to good health, and that's personal responsibility. Those are your choices that you make every single day. Every time you put something to your lips, you're making a choice, and it's self-discipline, and it's cosmic habit force. All of this is available to you because your mind can direct where you go. Joyce Meyer says, where the mind goes, the man follows. So let's hear the GMO diet, GMO-free diet. GMO is really bad for people that have fibromyalgia, allergies, asthma. It accelerates aging. It gives immune disorders. It destroys gut health flora. And remember, your gut is another brain, really. It gives you flu-like symptoms, liver damage, gastrointestinal diseases, colitis, Crohn's disease, chronic diarrhea, inflammatory bowel disease, premature deliveries of babies, pregnant women, spontaneous abortions, infertility, infant mortality, low birth weight, testicle damage. Just say no to GMO, okay? GMOs, read those labels, holistic, high-vibe foods, foods that you, if you could grow berries right now and you could pick them off the vine, or if you live out of state where you can, you know, get fresh, you know, any type of fresh fruit, that's your highest vibrational food. Good organic stuff. You know, watch your salmon. You know, you want to have that wild-caught salmon, grass-fed and finished beef, if you're even going there. I've been eating just a lot of nut butters, organic almond nut butter with organic coconut oil, chia and hemp seeds with organic nuts and cacao. And, you know, healthy stuff, turmeric. I put turmeric in my coffee. So you really want to tap into the high-vibe stuff. And we talked yesterday a little bit about memory and how to supercharge your memory. And my husband was shocked when I told him about the shopping. You know, like the strolling through the aisles of any store, stimulating the neurons. Yeah. And you know what? You're moving, so you're kind of getting blood pumped to your brain. And John Hopkins researchers discovered folks that shop at least once a week have better memories. So now I've justified my shopping. I love it. been really good, too, by the way. I haven't been, like, doing shopping. But here's another really good vitamin combo for to supercharge your memory. If you take vitamin C and E together, it cuts the risk of Alzheimer's. And this is a study in the Archives of Neurology, and it says experts theorize that these antioxidant nutrients work in tandem to zap memory-damaging molecules. With your doctor's okay, take 15 milligrams of E and up to 500 milligrams of C, and, of course, a good multivitamin. You want stuff that's really nicely bioavailable. So get a really good vitamin, and if you are a network marketer, small business owner, I got some great info here for you too. But if you're a nutrition network marketer, hopefully this is some good information that you could bring on to your team and you could bring on to your clients and even share it with your upline, your mentors. It'll make you look smart. So vitamin A and C, 15 of E and 500 milligrams of C. So olive oil, you know, I'm a big fan of the coconut oil, right? But it says here, those whose diets include extra virgin olive oil have fewer memory problems. New Columbia University research shows it turns out that a compound in olive oil appears to aid in the removal of beta amyloid, the protein that contributes to Alzheimer's. And we've said this before on this show, Alzheimer's is like going to be the next devastating, you know, heart disease, cancer disease. So prophylactically, you know, Bacopa is a great herb. I believe it's grown in the, you know, Amazon. Ginkgo biloba. So start taking, you know, this is Mindful Monday, right? So start taking mind-enhancing supplements to help maintain your brain cognition, you know, keep those neural pathways going strong. And here's an easy free memory enhancer. All types of exercise, okay? Yes, exercise is great for your body, but when it comes to protecting your memory, walking is best. Walking, and the greatest thing about walking, it's free. You know how to do it, and you can do it anywhere. You could do it absolutely anywhere. So walking is one of the best exercises. And this is from the University of British Columbia. And the scientists say walking and similar aerobic activities, probably like gardening, which I did today, bike riding, dancing, yeah, baby, it builds your hippocampus. And this is a brain region that helps you learn and remember new things. No wonder walkers are less likely to develop dementia as they get older. So that's some empowering, good mind-empowering information. So I like it. I like it. So you could also age-proof your brain with berries. Isn't that kind of cool? It says, if you've got the I can't recall blues, dish up some brain-boosting sweet tart boysenberries. Oh, love those boysenberries. Don't grow those. Got to find a boysenberry bush. I got blueberries, raspberries, and blackberries. Got to start doing the boysenberries. Boysenberries are packed with more neuron protectin anthocyanidins. Oh, I hate that word. I've hated that word since the 90s. Anthocyanidins than even blueberries. And blueberries are very high, and that's antioxidants. The anthocyanidins are antioxidants. And New Zealand studies show that the large glossy berries improve memory, balance, coordination, reaction time, plus, here we go again, plus zap the plaque-building amyloids in the brain that's linked to Alzheimer's disease. So there you go. Now, if you cross a raspberry with three different types of blackberries, it's sold in California, and that's what a boysenberry is. A boysenberry was created by crossing a raspberry with three different types of blackberries, and it was first sold at California Fruit Stand in the 1930s. Boysenberries proved to be so popular, the fruit stand grew and grew, and it is now the site of Knott's Berry Farm Amusement Park. That's a little information for you. I like that. That's cool. Now, think about that. 1930s, what was happening here in the USA in 1930s? Yes, indeed, that was the Great Depression. So somebody took innovation, creation, a creative mind, created something different, and created something bigger. Now, tell me that's not mental alchemy, okay? You got to realize, there was a time in the Depression, how many people were probably just going, oh, my life sucks. I can't do anything. But that was somebody who took something they had and created something new and built wealth and served others. That's the secret. That is the secret. I'm sure all of y'all have watched or listened to The Secret. If you haven't, I'm getting some extra copies. So we'll be doing some contests for call-ins and things like that coming up. But, yes, the real secret to The Secret is, first of all, thoughts are things. Whatever a mind can conceive and believe, a mind can achieve. Got to have that true belief and faith. You need to take your dreams and turn them into the proper action. You need to have a plan of that action and execute on that plan. But then you also have to remember, it's not all about you. You want to do stuff for yourself, yes, and those you love, and others, and you could create your ideal life. So I like that story on boysenberries. See, I learned something today, so I hope you did too. Because if you learn something every day, that's empowering you every day, and it's helping to build those big, wide neural pathways. Always be learning. Learners are earners, right? Now, here's another thing with my favorite berries that I grow. You could turbocharge your weight loss with raspberries. The easiest and most delicious way to fast-track to a slim-down is eat more raspberries. In addition to satisfying your sweet tooth, raspberries have the highest fiber content of any berry, making them take longer to digest so you stay full. This is a nutritionist, Cynthia Sass, and she's an author of a book called Slim Down Now, which I've not read. I'm just reading little snippets here. And that's not all. Raspberries are also brimming with unique weight loss compounds that Japanese studies reveal to help break up belly fat. You know, I noticed my tummy. I mean, I pick some and I eat some. So I'm eating berries as well as the fat bombs. And today I did have the broccoli tots because they say broccoli is like superfood too. Of course, we know that. Okay, they're not organic, but they're really good. Let's get on to a few entrepreneur tips I'd like to share with you. Where did I put them? Oh, here they are. Okay, here you go. Here are some principles that you could grow your business from local to international level. Yeah, okay. And this is from FWWCB Business Forum. Okay, entrepreneurs, get ready. Here we go. Number one, cash is king. I will say it again. Cash is king. Monitor your cash flow. Okay? Cash is king. They put that number one on the list. Personally, I started a business with like zero money. Well, I had a couple $100 in the bank, but cash is king, cash flow, okay? You got to have cash flow. So for those of you chicken entrepreneurs, go to the flea market, start selling your shit out of your house because you already have paid for that. I hope you don't have debt. Start selling some of your crap. You know, garage sale time, okay? Sell some stuff. Get some cash behind you. I mean, it's okay. I mean, we all have stuff that we can sell. You know, donating is great. Yes, absolutely. But you want to get some cash, sell your stuff. You own it. You don't have to invest anything in it. And then you take that and you leverage it. And then you get, you know, things that else you can sell. eBay is like such a great chicken entrepreneur. You can be working your everyday job and you could do stuff on eBay and have your network marketing company. But cash is king. Number one, monitor your cash flow. Number two, besides cash, have a mission and stick to it. You got to write your mission. You got to have your chief aim, your major definitiveness of purpose. You need to have your goals. So you need cash and goals. And then three, character is key when hiring employees. Character. You know, character is so important, and you have to be a person of character too. If you're a business person and you really aren't a person of strong character, if you think you're just going to use people to make money for you, you know what? Don't bother starting a business. People don't need to work for egomaniacal assholes. I've used that word several times today. I'm kind of liking that word today. But you know what? Yes, I know as a business owner, you're not running a charity, but you are in a position of leadership. You are in a position of influence. So personal responsibility is when those people work for you, they are looking to you for leadership. They are looking to you for their pay, their resources. So you, A1A, have to be a person of character. And you have to implement, lead by example, and you have to have people that work with you that are of character. And if you see any character flaws, I would give everybody a 30-day trial. Okay, I mean, that's not a bad thing. Character is a sum total of all thoughts and deeds. Now, your thoughts become your words, so listen to what people say. Listen to what people say. Watch how they act. And if they say, oh, yes, I'm going to do this, then I do that, and I'm a leader, and they don't really do the leadership stuff, they're assholes. Yeah, I'm going to use that a lot today. To compare and contrast, you are awesome. You are a person of light and truth and excellence and empowerment. You get it. You get it. Be an asshole. You're not. We're not. I mean, now, somebody, believe me, don't be a rug either. No one should be stepping on you. You could definitely tap in and release the Kraken if somebody's an asshole or a jerk. Sorry, I probably should stop saying that now. Okay, so cash is king. Monitor your cash flow, too. Have a mission and stick to it. You know, chief aim, goals, major definitiveness and purpose, action plan, execution on action plan. Character is key for yourself and for your people. Now when you've got good people of character and you've got great leadership skills, you are going to be able to delegate, and you will be able to trust them, and you will trust your key people, your mastermind, those people that are close. You train them. You train them. I know when I had my first business, I mean, I knew not what I did. And believe me, not everyone I hired had character, but that's okay. I learned, and I got rid of the ones who didn't. And I also found the ones that had character and loyalty, I put them in management positions. And I trusted them to take care of things and sell accounts, and I gave them extra bonuses. And it was great. It was great. It was fun. We all had fun. We all made money. And it totally honed my leadership skills. And I was an assistant manager of a restaurant when I was like 17. And that was fun, too. I got people motivated to, you know, we used to have inspections. I worked for a Pizza Hut, and I was assistant manager. And we used to have inspections. And the one thing about Pizza Hut is we serve beer and wine. And there's nothing better than motivating a bunch of young people than having a beer party while they're cleaning. Probably not the best thing in the world, but hey, it was a long, long time ago. But we got it done, and we used to have A1A inspections. My manager would be like, okay, I need to have everything immaculate. Carol, you're in charge. Yeah, okay, let's go, people. We're going to have beer. We're going to get this place clean. It's going to be awesome. And no sloppy moppies. We didn't need anybody throwing up and passing out. So, I mean, whatever it takes, right? I mean, young, you learn. But we got it done, and we did good. So, character. And then delegate and trust your managers. Train them. Actually, my manager, he had no problem with us doing that, drinking stuff. So that was back in the day. I mean, this was a long time ago. It was last millennium. It was in the 70s. There you go. Also plan for rainy days. Have a plan B. Always have a plan B. That's a really big key to success. I know when I used to book people, I would go ahead and I would have, like, for every account that I booked, I would have everything covered, and then I would have, like, you know, on call and different coverage here and plug people in. Always have a plan B. That's really empowering in business. Get to the point. I mean, sometimes, yes, sometimes, you know, young entrepreneurs, you have this ready, fire, aim thing, and you're scrambling and everything's in crisis mode. But when you start getting to know your business and it's just rocking your world, right, you definitely need to deploy plan B. Keep good records. Absolutely. Very important. That's my least favorite thing about being an entrepreneur is the records, and I have a phenomenal accountant. And thank God, when I first started, yes, I kept immaculate records. I did everything. It was great. I knew exactly. It was great. I'm still good. Now I've passed it along to other people, and that's part of growth, too, because that's not my gifting, okay? Okay, some people are the accountant type. I'm so not. But keep good records. Customer service is not a department. It is a way of life. Okay, I told you a couple weeks ago I was in one of the stores and I brought the bag in. Or I didn't have the bag. I told the girl the bag was in the car, and she still, you know, didn't give me the ball. And I asked her, okay. Now, for her, it was stupid 5 cents. For me, it was principal. I mean, she's like, well, you don't have the bag. I'm still the customer. Remember, customer service is not a department. It's a way of life. Your people, you treat your customers with excellence. Again, you are not a doormat. You are not a rug. Do not let people walk over you. You treat everybody with respect and excellence. But, you know, especially, you know, our Gen Xers and our the younger ones. I forgot what they're, millennials. I mean, they're so used to being on the machines that some of them have lost that eye contact, that smile, that how may I serve you attitude. Very important. If you're a small business owner, that is really hugely important, because people don't care unless they know how much you care, okay? There's a saying that goes like that. I probably totally ruined it, but don't be an asshole. Okay, just kidding. Just kidding. Yeah, I mean, customer service is really important. And guess what? Here, this is Napoleon Hill, too, and I love this. And this is a huge principle of achievement, too. Failures are good for you. Ta-da! Yes, you can fail forward, absolutely. Here's the deal. Failures are good for you. The complete process of growing companies includes overcoming failures, setbacks, missteps, and making the money. So truly, you could fail forward. You could always learn how not to do something. We've discussed on this show, Thomas Edison invented 9,900 ways on not to build the incandescent light bulb. It was the 10,001th way or something before he actually had it work. So as long as you're failing forward and you're learning from that failure, it is a stepping stone. It is not a stumbling block. Do not let it stop you. Nothing can stop you from your mission and your major definitiveness of purpose. You are focused on success. You can do it. Yes, 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 you can. Absolutely, unequivocally. And leave yourself time to dream, okay? Take some time, chill it out, chillax, dream. That is where your creativity comes. Create some time daily to think about your vision, your company's vision, and brainstorm new products. And if you've ever studied lucid dreaming, oh my gosh, if you can start getting into that, that is so high vibe. But this is really a good way to get your business vibe going. I know, and I've said this before, I would take Saturdays to clean my house and listen to great music, and I would develop new strategies for my business. I've developed so many different cool ways to make the business either easier, from scheduling to logistics and all kinds of different stuff. It was really awesome, but I had to take the time to do it, and it was fun because I was creating something. So tap into that creator. You're a creator. This is that high creative force. Entrepreneurs are generally creative individuals. There's that creative force, and tap into that and believe that you have it, and vision and dream. So every day, take some time to think about your company's vision. And you can, also get your personal ideal life vision set there too. But brainstorm new products for your company. Just take that time and, think outside of the box. Or just muse, but take that time. It's good to do that. So here it is. Let's go again. Cash is king. Have a mission statement. Be of character. Surround yourself with people that are of character. High vibe, good vibes, right? Delegate and trust. Trust your managers. Train them. You lead by example. That's huge. Plan for rainy days. Have a plan B if plan A fails. Keep good records. Customer service. The customer is king, okay? Customer is king. Honor them. Respect them. They're never wrong, but don't let them be assholes. Failures are good for you. Fail forward. You could always learn and use them as stepping stones. And then dream and create and mastermind. And if you ever, I would love to have my meetings, because I would get my girls together and I would throw some ideas out there, like, hey, this, and they put their input, and it was great. There was a vibe going, and we built a very great organization. So, and I've done a lot of network marketing, too. I've built a great organization, and I've said this to y'all before. It was fun. And if you're a network marketer, feel free to private message me on Facebook, Carol Ann Parisi. It would be my pleasure to give you tips and tricks at, no expense to you. Just your success, because success leaves clues. And if you're successful and I helped you get there, I've served you. And that's what this show is about. So those are some really great principles. Hope that has helped someone today. But you got to do it. You got to do them. We are totally all about entrepreneurship. Entrepreneurship is what made America, one of the principles that made America great. And we are celebrating America's birthday. I think it's 241 years tomorrow, 1776. My math stinks, so if I'm wrong, I'm sorry. I don't mean to be an asshole. sorry. If I'm offending someone, I'm sorry. I'm being kind of silly. I'm having fun with this right now, and that just stuck in my mind. So I'm sure you've heard me talk about Napoleon Hill. One of Napoleon Hill's mentors was Dale Carnegie. And Dale Carnegie has some great principles for today, too. So, you know, we've discussed entrepreneurship. We've discussed health, a little brain stuff, how to keep that brain sharp, a little weight loss. Now we're going to kind of wind down here in the next part of our hour on Dale Carnegie's principles. And this is really good. These are good. Carnegie was Napoleon Hill's mentor. And Carnegie said, don't criticize, condemn, or complain. Yeah, how about it? And don't be around people that criticize, condemn, or complain. Oh, my gosh, really? Low vibes, low energy, man. You know, empower, enlighten, teach, okay? No criticizing, condemnation, or complaining. Give honest and sincere appreciation. Gratitude. Gratitude is so important. Thank people. Honor them. Oh, my gosh, you did such an outstanding job. I mean, not if they were, okay, I'm not going to say it again. Not if they didn't do good, but, you know, honest. You know, arouse the other person and eager want. Arouse the other person's and eager want. I don't know what that means, but I guess what I would assume that means is getting someone to know what their passion is and making them even more passionate about it and help develop that passion in them and guide them. That's good mentoring. That's what I think it is. Remember that a man's name is to him sweetest and most important sound in any language. Yeah, really good. If you're in sales, ladies and gentlemen, network marketers, hey, Tom, how you doing, Tom? Tom, I mean, say it, say it, say it, say it. Now, you know, not like where it becomes like phony. But when you meet someone, you look them in the eye, grab their hand, and, hey, Tom, how are you doing today? You know, my brother's name is Tom. And try and get that in that neural pathway. And if you can remember that person's name, I certainly know that when I was, like, thriving in my business, I knew tons of customers' names. They'd walk in, hey, Joe, how you doing? Love it. Love it. People don't care unless they know how much you care. And I'm going to find out what that saying is. I don't know what it is, but I get the principle, right? Be a good listener. Encourage others to talk about themselves. So true. So true. Some people are great talkers and not good listeners. Be a good listener. Remember, we have two ears, one mouth. Be a good listener. But if you're listening to this show, you got to be a good listener because you're listening, right? Make the other person feel important and do it sincerely. Yeah, I mean, you got to be sincere. These are just some natural things that you have inside of you. If you don't have them in your unconscious competence, start being consciously competent. Write these things down. Re-listen to this. Write these things down, okay? Avoid arguments. Avoid arguments. Unless you're in politics, and then that's just the beast. No, just kidding. Avoid arguments. There's really, you know, there's no need to argue. You don't always have to be right. So, you know, sometimes it's good just to walk away. Is this the hill you want to die on? All right, that person's, I'm not saying it. Never tell someone they are wrong. That's interesting. That's interesting. There are ways you could direct people to better thinking. I don't know, in political rhetoric, sometimes it's like you're wrong, you're dead wrong. But, hey, this is Dale Carnegie. He's richer than I am, richest man in the world at the time that he lived, right? If you're wrong, big key here, this is humility. This is just like a death of ego, which is awesome, which is real good leadership. This is a person of character and excellence. If you're wrong, admit it quickly and emphatically and apologize sincerely. I added that little piece myself. Always begin in a friendly way. Be friendly. And if you're shy with people, be consciously competent. start tapping into your conscious competence that you want to be friendly, and you'll get there. Because repetition will start building that unconscious competence for these behaviors, okay? And start with questions. It's great to ask people questions. Especially, this is great if you're going through the sales process, too. So always ask questions. You know, how are you feeling? What is your biggest problem? What do you, you know, what are your biggest concerns in life? Because you want to serve them. If you're, you know, selling is serving. Unless you're, I didn't say it, just kidding. Let the other person do the talking and says that again. Let the other person feel like the idea is his or hers. Yeah, if you're selling someone something, you could go ahead and lead them to let them think that. That's a little manipulative. But sometimes it is theirs. I mean, you've got to frame it correctly. Try honestly to see things from the other person's point of view. Big, huge, huge. Put the other person's shoes on. How do they want it? How would you want to be treated in a selling process? Okay, especially network marketers, do not be slamming your program down some people's throat. No means no. I think about it. It gives you an open door. If they say no, you say, okay, thank you. Is there anybody else that you think might be interested in this, that this could benefit? And if you change your mind, I could, you know, okay, so just truly put the other person's perspective. Sympathize with the other person. Appeal to noble motives. Dramatize your ideas. Speak with passion, you know. Throw down a challenge. That's sometimes fun. I could expound on that. Begin with praise and honest appreciation. Honestly, I mean, people love that. I mean, I love to look at people and go, oh, that's such a cute dress. You got to mean it. If they look like a clown in it, don't be in. Just mean it, okay? Find something good about someone and compliment that. That's a great relationship builder. If it's authentic, and it has to be coming from your unconscious competence. Don't be phony. People could tell phony, too. It says, call attention to other people's mistakes indirectly. Begin with praise and honest appreciation. Talk about your own mistakes first. Absolutely. We all make them. It's okay. Ask questions instead of giving direct orders. Let the other person say face. Praise every improvement. Leaders, praise every improvement. Baby steps. Remember the success cycle. It helps to build confidence. And if you're a team leader and your people are succeeding and deploying the success cycle, you're going to be successful. Okay? And, you know, give yourself. I mean, you could do this to yourself, too. Every improvement you make, yeah, booyah, I did this. Hooray. Give them fine reputation to live up to. That's called be an example and be a person of character. Encourage them by making their faults seem easy to correct. Absolutely. All of our faults are easy to correct. They're not, well, they're simple. I don't know how easy they are, but make, you know what? You can be, do, have whatever you want. We become what we think about most of the time. Thoughts are things. So, encourage them by making their faults seem easy to correct and make the other person happy about doing what you suggest. And that's really good leadership. I guess when I, back in the 70s when I was, you know, we were doing the beer thing and to have our inspection, I guess I was making them happy about doing what I suggested, like getting the place clean. In fact, I used to say, let's clean the ass out of it. I mean, I was just real raw. I mean, that's who I am, though. So these principles are great. Maybe we'll take some time and unpack them deeper at another point in time. But we're getting really close. Remember, the method by which desire for riches can be transmuted into its financial equivalent consists of six definite, practical steps. That's Napoleon Hill. And you know what? We're not going to have time to unpack those today because we only have about 5 more minutes, and I really want to deep dive into that. So hopefully everybody has a mastermind. Hopefully you're in control of your own mind, okay? Because your mind is your master. So you need to master your mind, and you need to master self-control. And personal responsibility and self-control, mastering your thoughts, your actions, your behaviors, your emotions, all of this is really freedom. Because you, once you get all of that into unconscious competence, you will be unstoppable. You know, it's a lifetime of learning. And sometimes we will fall into our own old habits. But, you know, deploy cosmic habit force, that universal law of cosmic habit force. When you start doing things over and over and over and over and over again, the subconscious mind will rule. And remember, personal responsibility is true personal empowerment. That is true power. That is your freedom key. So, you know, all of us, all of our minds are so full of potential. And it's all buried under this conscious surface. And that's, I mean, when you start to make habits, you're going to have to deploy it in the conscious. But you do want to get to that subconscious, okay? You know, it's buried under the subconscious, and the potential is buried under the conscious mind in the subconscious, and it's in the subliminal mind. All of this, when you start deploying all of this information, you will be able to generate all kinds of success for yourself. You have to put it to use. You have to repeat. Okay? So you need to unlock the power. We all need to unlock the power of this magnificent mind of ours. And we will open ourselves up to all potential within us. And we can have the relationships we want. We could make as much money as we want. We can have the fitness level and the health we want. We can have the spiritual connections, again, the relationship connections. You can have it all, okay? But you need to tap into that subconscious mind. And you can create your ideal life, and this is the way to do it. And, you know, you've really got to unlock that power, and by doing that, you've got to set your chief aim, your major definite purpose, your goals. You've got to set your goals. You've got to take a roadmap and take your action steps and proper action, and repetition, repetition, repetition becomes like this subconscious level of learning as you keep doing it, as you keep doing it, as you keep doing it. You know, we'll unleash and unlock your mind by doing this. And remember, stay on a high vibe. You become what you think about most of the time. Thoughts are things. You can create your ideal life because you can be, do, have whatever your heart desires, whatever a mind can conceive and truly believe. You believe it. You believe it with passion. You believe it with purpose. Your mission is bigger than you are. You've got a team of people that work with you, and you've got a great, you know, partner, life partner that's going to work with you. You are going to build and create your ideal life. You are. You can. You can do it. Yes, you can. Yes, you absolutely can. Hang around with high-vibe people, high-vibe food in your body. Thanks for joining the high-vibe tribe today. Remember, be careful who you listen to, too. But anyway, I want to thank you. The show's winding down. Don't have a long time. I want to thank you for joining me on this hour-long edition of Awaken to Empowerment. I could have gone another 3 hours here today. I'm so fired up because it's motivational mindset. Make your magic Monday. This is Carol Ann Parisi. I am so grateful that you joined me here today. My heart is to serve you with excellence and help you create your ideal life because, yes, you can do it. Yes, you can. Yes, you can, absolutely. So come back here next time, and peace, love, empowerment, and freedom. Happy birthday, America, and get peace of mind, because when you create your ideal life, you will have peace of mind. Thanks for joining me, friends. Love ya. Thank you. Ciao, ciao for now. Peace of mind. Bye-bye.